We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Orioles relief pitcher, let's welcome to the program, Cole Sulzer. Cole, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. Appreciate your time, and thank you for joining us. And when the season's restarted, shall we say, Cole, and you got back to the summer camp, now the regular season has begun 11 games in, did Brandon Hyde or Doug Brocale, did they have a defined role for you? What was the philosophy heading into the season in regards to what you would be doing out of the bullpen?
They didn't exactly have a defined role for me, at least not that they told me straight off the bat. They more just told me that they trusted my stuff and were hoping that I could contribute in the pen, add some consistency, that sort of thing. And, I was hoping I'd get a chance to pitch in some high-leverage games and high-leverage situations. But I can't say that there was a defined role to start the season. So.
Now, coming to Baltimore from Tampa, you were drafted by the Indians way back when. Just tell our listeners about yourself a little bit. And, you know, you did well for the Rays at the end of 2019. Were you surprised that you were available to the Orioles in the offseason? Just talk about the Cole Sulzer trail that has led here to Camden Yards.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a longer process than I'd say, you kind of enter the game thinking it's going to be. I definitely, like you said, was drafted a few years ago, back in 2013, by the Cleveland Indians. But I was a late round pick. You know, I was a 25th round senior sign out of college. So it's not like I was ever a high-end prospect, that sort of thing. But I was actually a fifth-year college senior, got drafted at 23, and I was happy to just have a chance to play pro baseball and kind of see where the journey would take me. And spent numerous years in the minors, and then eventually in 2018, I was traded to the Tampa Bay Rays and went to camp with them in 2019 and pitched for them in AAA. And then, like you said, got the call up at the end of last season, at the end of the 2019 season. And it was an awesome experience. I mean, I'm definitely thankful for those opportunities and for them giving me a chance at the big league level. And so it was great. It was great to get that opportunity with that team, especially a team that was contending for playoffs. Great experience. And after that, it was just kind of see what I could do and hopefully stick around. Ultimately, it worked out where I ended up being, put on the waiver wire and picked up by the Orioles. And so I'm super happy to be here and have an opportunity to continue to contribute.
Hey, Cole, what's the difference when you're sitting out in the bullpen waiting for your opportunity in the later innings compared to like when there was fans in years past? What is the difference, now with the protocol compared to what was normal?
Oh, for sure. There's some things we got to get used to. I mean, it's definitely different just how quiet the stadium is. I mean, they, try to make it seem a little bit more normal with some of the live crowd music. Some of the music and the live crowd noises. But it's different. It's a different atmosphere for sure than when you're actually in a stadium filled with, 30 or 40,000 people. So it's kind of that energy level. It feels a little bit more, like you have to kind of get hyped up kind of internally and that sort of thing, kind of compared to the atmosphere outside. So that's different. And then, as you mentioned, all the protocols are way different. Just the distancing that we have to keep between each other in the bullpen, wearing face masks in the bullpen, all of those sorts of things are things that, I never thought I'd be having to deal with when it came to playing baseball. But it's been a crazy year and a crazy situation. So we're all trying to make adjustments and make the most out of it, for sure.
Cole, how much studying do you do, of the Marlins prior to a series, you know, in preparation for, you know, hopefully you get that opportunity to go close?
Yeah, I mean, I try to look over their lineup pretty heavily. It's one of those things I'll at least look it over a little bit every day. But prior to a series, I'll spend a good amount of time. I'll look over their lineup, look who the probable starters are, where they might be hitting. And then also just kind of look at things about how they've been doing recently and maybe some of their trends. And I'll try to kind of go with a game plan based on that. But it's always going to evolve. You know, it's always going to change a little bit based on something you might see in game, how they've been handling another pitcher, how they're reacting to pitches. So it's one of those things I like to prepare. I like to spend some time looking at it and review it kind of every day. But ultimately, when you go into the game, it's a good background to have and a good basis. Gives you kind of a plan of attack, but you're going to have to make adjustments in game for sure.
Cole Sulzer, Orioles relief pitcher, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Birds and Marlins series finale tonight, 7:35 first pitch. Orioles trying to get off the schneid after losing the first three against a Miami team that hadn't played since July 26th. But, Cole, let's talk about the Orioles bullpen, and in particular some of the younger arms and your impression of them. Tanner Scott, Miguel Castro, unfortunately Hunter Harvey can't go at least yet. What do you think of the young power arms that the Orioles have, and you saw Dylan Tate as well, that they have maybe building for the future here?
Oh, I mean, I think they're phenomenal. Just exactly that. They're young power arms. They've got incredible stuff. I mean, they've got some of the best stuff compete with anybody in the league. It's hard to complain when you got several young guys in the bullpen who can top out at 100 miles an hour from the left or right side. They got good off speed. So, I mean, I think it's super exciting. I think there's some depth there and some incredible talent. Now it's just a matter of getting that opportunity and being out there consistently and applying it at the big league level. But, I mean, I think they've got phenomenal stuff.
Hey, Cole, you're a Dartmouth graduate, Ivy League graduate, and when baseball's over, what is in store for Cole Sulzer?
Yeah, I've always kind of wondered that. I'll be honest, I don't have a set plan. I definitely, you know, got my degree in mechanical engineering to kind of keep my options a little bit more open after baseball. I wasn't quite sure how long this would last. You know, you always hope to play forever, but the reality is there will be life after baseball. But to be honest, I don't have a plan set in stone. I think it kind of depends on how long I'm able to continue my career and keep playing. So just kind of taking it one day at a time and concentrating on the on-field stuff at the moment and kind of see where it goes from there.
Cole, before we let you roll, what's the vibe of the team right now? You've lost three in a row, obviously, series finale against the Marlins. You know, you're still in second place in the American League East, only 49 games left to go, which is crazy since the season just started. But what's the vibe of the team? I mean, is it, hey, we can do this thing, why not? Just give us an idea of how you're feeling at this stage, even though you're riding a little bit of a losing streak right now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I still think the guys are confident. Like, we started the season off so well. Guys, I still think are playing well. We had a little bit of a down series, couple games, couple tough losses. I mean, it's going to happen. Of course, it's always harder to swallow on such a short season, as you mentioned, because every game means so much. But I think the guys are feeling good still confident. We know we're coming off a couple tough losses, but I think we're ready to bounce right back out there and get after it and hopefully put up a W tonight.
Well, Orioles are the road team again, even though they're playing at home. Welcome to Baseball 2020. He is Cole Sulzer. Three saves out of the five Orioles wins so far 2020. Cole, we appreciate your time. Welcome to Baltimore. Belated welcome, and good luck tonight and the rest of the season.
Awesome. Thanks so much. I really appreciate you guys having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.